Welcome to the Off Your Ass and Out of Your Head podcast. I'm your host, Diana Ricciardi. And here we crush all the BS that's left you stuck in the same spot month after month, year after year. We are going to shift your mindset, get up, get moving, and get inspired so we can rewire the neural pathways in your brain and change the way you act, think, and feel. You are in the right spot if you're frustrated that your mind seems to be behaving as your worst enemy, and you are exactly where you need to be if you often feel anxious and unknowingly feed into self-sabotaging behaviors. You are here because you are ready to get off your ass, out of your head, and experience life. Let's start squeezing all the goodness out of what this world has to offer through fun, travel, food, and love. Are you with me? Let's dive in. Hey guys, today's a little different. I'm actually sharing with you the audio to one of my videos from a couple of weeks ago that you guys really liked. And I feel like it resonated probably the most out of any video that I've ever done with people. I had people messaging me saying that it was so super powerful, and I wanted to make sure that it was across all platforms so that more people could come across it. So today we're talking about why leaving is so hard, whether you're in a super obvious toxic situation, or maybe you've just been in the same situation for a while so you're comfortable, it's not necessarily toxic, but you're unhappy. So why is leaving so hard when we know deep down inside that we deserve more, that we want more, we've experienced happiness, we know it exists, but why do we stay? Why do we keep staying already knowing how it's going to end? And whether that's one way or another, it's heartbreak. So before we get into that, I just want to touch upon the fact that, yes, it's a choice. However, not only does it require choice, it requires tools after. That's why people keep going back to unfavorable situations, because you can't just choose to leave and then be healed. You have to have tools to go back to for those hard moments when you're lonely. Of course, when you leave and you're confident, you're like, oh yeah, I got this. There's no problem. I'm never going back. But then you find yourself a couple weeks, maybe a couple months later, maybe even a couple of days later, feeling unworthy, and something happens that rocks your world again, and you go back. And then you find yourself back in the comfort. It's not that you're back to happy, it's back in the comfort. It's what you know, because being out of it is what you don't know, and that's what's scary. So how do we get out of that comfort? We have to rewire our subconscious brains. And how do we do that? We get over the fear, we get over the angriness, we get over the resentment. And when we get through, like I've said in the past, love is the only true emotion. Anything experienced other than love, any negative emotions, we're just experiencing an absence of love. So we're not actually experiencing sadness. We're experiencing an absence of love. So how do we fill that cup? How do we fill our cup back up when we are alone, when we find ourselves finally leaving or even left by somebody? How do we fill that cup back up? And that's with love. That's with self-love and love for other people. So I just wanted to add that in before we get into why it's so hard to leave, because that's a huge factor. We know that we are going to struggle a little bit, struggle through, you know, the heartbreak, and that's okay. We're allowed to feel our emotions. We're allowed to bask in them almost and truly feel them, because sometimes it's crucial for your body to feel a certain emotion in order to get a certain outcome. So don't let anybody tell you that it wasn't worth getting angry over. See, like, oh, see, it all worked out. It wasn't worth getting angry over. But be aware enough to look back and ask yourself, was it worth getting angry over? Most of the time, it's not. Sometimes you might find that the anger drove you to a place that was worthwhile. You might find that it was worth getting angry over something, because maybe something wouldn't have gotten done until you got angry and fired up, causing you to move energy. The thing is that we just want to make sure that we are using our emotions healthily and also moving through them responsibly and appropriately. Over time, you might even find that it's more resourceful to feel one emotion rather than the other, and that's growth. Growth isn't being calm at all times. Growth is learning to respond differently and then effectively rewiring your brain in the process. Because when something happens to us, an external circumstance, a lot of times we know that the way that we're responding isn't healthy, but we do it anyway. And why do we do that? Because it's comfortable, because we're constantly reverting back to comfort. But the more you choose to respond differently, the quicker your brain is going to rewire itself, causing new emotions to flood in. So when you're something that might happen externally that used to annoy the shit out of you, it might finally just not annoy you anymore. It literally doesn't trigger the brain in the same way. So when we leave a situation and we keep going back, we are keeping our brain the same. We're reverting back to what it knows. When we leave, and we move through those feelings of uncomfort, the loneliness, the nights that we really wish that someone was there, and we don't go swipe on the swiping apps, and when we feel lonely and we don't call that person that we know isn't good for us, we are effectively rewiring the brain. So we're essentially teaching our brain and bodies how to react. When we say, okay, I'm going to go back to this comfort, we tell it comfort is best. When we choose to move through our shit and not go back to what we already know, we're telling our bodies it's safe to be uncomfortable. So with that note, I'm going to get into why leaving is so hard. So I am just going to play this audio for you, and I hope you guys enjoy. If we never met, my name is Diana Ricciardi, and I help people rewire their subconscious brains using different techniques, making them act, think, and feel differently. Like, for real. And I was talking to somebody this week who is in a shitty, shitty situation, and hopefully you can't relate, but I feel like we all can relate in some capacity. In her situation, I mean, her husband is being really shitty. He's cheating. He has no respect for her. He's pulled some really shady shit in the past, and she says that she doesn't know what to do. And that's what we hear people say a lot when they're in this situation. I don't know what to do. But the problem is that they actually know what to do. They just don't know how to do it. Then you've also got another situation where the person's not exactly happy, but the thought of staying is more comfortable than leaving. It's not exactly toxic or physical or abusive in any way, but it's still not healthy. Both of these people know that they want or have to leave, but they don't know the steps of getting there. And it's very confusing because it seems like there's only one step, which is leaving. But what energy is between you and that door 5 feet away? What's going on that's keeping you a prisoner? When someone is going through this, they often get great advice thrown at them. You should leave. You can stay with me. You're strong, et cetera, et cetera. But what the person needs is not to be built up from outside factors. That's all well and good. I mean, everyone needs friends. But that doesn't permeate. When you're in this mindset, it doesn't permeate at a cellular level because someone can hear leave, leave, leave till the cows come home. But the problem isn't that she doesn't know if she wants to leave or not. Of course she wants to leave, but the decision has to come from within. It sounds cliche, but it has to be, something has to spark that says that's enough. Let's look at Freud's theory, the compulsion to repeat. In this sense, no one who is mistreated wants to be mistreated. But then why do people keep going back to their abusive partners? Freud's theory says that when we have a significant experience that we feel is unfinished, he says that we will keep attracting that same experience over and over again in different forms, in an attempt to solve it, in an attempt to find closure. And until we have broken the pattern, we will keep finding men or women who mistreat us in different forms, in different people. As humans, we crave completion. So what do? It's not enough just to know that you should leave. You have to be ready. And how do you get ready? Remember, just because we attract something or remain at cause for a situation doesn't mean that it's our fault. It's a way for us to take back control of the situation so we can release. It's impossible to release someone else's shit. So let's focus on our own. Let's actually make this our shit and sort it out, because we can't sort out someone else's shit. You want to figure out things like what made you attracted to this person in the first place so you can recognize the patterns. You ask yourself, when was the moment that I decided to accept this behavior? Learn to break the patterns by crumbling the foundations of the emotions. Crumbling the foundation of our patterns and emotions makes the rest null and void because it doesn't have a reference, right? Everything needs a reference. So in this super tough situation, ask yourself,
Do you love them or do you love a version of them that you pray for every day? You want to move? Pack and book a flight. You want someone in your life? Treasure them. You want to be happy and you're not? Figure out the first step to lead you there. What is the first step that you can take? It doesn't happen overnight and you're not expected to make it happen overnight, but what is the first step? I am actually physically exhausted seeing good people in these shitty situations, tired of seeing them accept less than what they deserve. You deserve anything you are trying to manifest, and it's not your fault for ending up here if this is where you are, but it is your responsibility, your duty to yourself, to get yourself the hell out. If this even gives strength to one person, then I guess I have done my job. Share it with your friends, tag somebody who needs to hear this, and listen to my podcast, Off Your Ass and Out of Your Head, on Spotify and iTunes, and join my Facebook group, Return to Saturn, and follow me on Instagram at Return to Saturn. Take care.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope that something resonated with you. If it did, share, go leave me a rating on iTunes. I would really appreciate it. And if you feel like a friend needs to hear this, share it with her, share it with him. I'm leaving for my trip in just 3 days, and I plan on podcasting through it so you guys won't miss a beat. And I'm really excited to take you on this journey. So let me know your thoughts on this episode, and I'll catch you later.